In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
In this part of Africa, we all have a saying. Whenever something bad happens, we just throw our hands to the sky and say, Hassa Diga Iboi. Hassa Diga Iboi is the only way to get through all these troubled times.
What kind of stuff?
Some awesome stuff. Actually, I'll just snap it to you. It'll be easier.
All right.
This will be... We need to switch to video just so we can show these.
Did you make
sure? Wait, I sent you one. Which one did I send you the other day?
The video?
Yeah.
Hold on. I thought I saved it because I was going to watch it.
Oh, there it is. Oh, okay. I sent you that one.
Is it the animated thing or the guy with the pepper spray?
Pepper spray.
The pepper spray was great.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I don't know why I said the story. I got into, like, I was getting high and I was watching, like, Mormon propaganda videos.
Oh. Yeah, I...
The Church of Latter-day Saints for kids.
You sent that and I was like... I'll save it. I'll watch it later. And I actually
you don't have to watch it. I just was watching it. I was like, this is so fucking weird.
But no, I did watch the one with the pepper spray. That was funny.
He's raping people, right? That's what
I think.
That's what's happening.
I think that's what's happening. Because he said, what did he say? Go for use a taser instead.
Because like if they try to, if you can block the pepper spray. That she's pointing at you.
Yeah. If they like spicy food, it ain't gonna work.
That's why there's another one I need to. There's another one I need to find. It's like him being like, I don't understand why I don't have a girlfriend. I'm a good-looking dude, and with a big dick. So I don't understand why. It's just a retarded guy.
I was saying, then the next video he has is the how to counter pepper spray.
Guys, I'm fed up. I'm taking one. I'm taking a girlfriend.
I don't care if she has pepper spray.
I don't care. I've trained myself I've trained myself to endure a taser and disarm pepper spray.
Every morning I wake up with a couple sprays of pepper spray in my face just to wake myself up, you know?
I like spicy food.
I eat enough spicy food.
It doesn't affect me.
And then, during lunch, I'll just do a couple zaps of the taser, you know, build up that tolerance.
Are we rolling?
Oh yeah, we've been rolling.
Oh, okay. Joe, describe what we're talking about, because it doesn't make any sense without it.
I mean, how do you just? I mean, it's a video of a guy instructing you how to block pepper spray, and he was saying basically you want to get your hand out in front of the nozzle just before it sprays, because you know you need to be psychic or something. I guess it's super fucking the Flash. Gotta get there quick.
I think I'll make him the thumbnail.
Okay.
For the pod. Just this once, just so it'll make so much more sense. This isn't like a self-defense instructor.
Oh god, no. This is like some dude sitting in he's not in a Is he
a guy with a nice house who's handsome with a big dick? Why can't I find a girlfriend?
Yeah, he's just sitting in his room. He's sitting on his beautiful gray chair. Looks like it's some storage room that he turned into his little office space. And wait, he's wearing a fucking... Is that a dog collar?
Is it a dog collar?
I didn't notice this until now. You don't see what I'm talking about?
Oh, I see what you're talking about. He is in fact wearing a dog collar. What bottles are those?
In the back?
No, he's holding like two bottles.
Oh.
That's what he's instructing on. He's like, pretend this is the pepper spray.
Poke. What is that?
Poke. Oh, that one. Wait.
Poke. What? It's not Pepsi. It's like Pokesy or something.
That's what it looks like. Pokesy.
Pokesy. Oh no! What is this?
Maybe he's in like Russia or something.
Maybe.
He's giving me like Russian or Canadian vibes.
Okay. Well, the one bottle is a Bud Light.
I saw that one too. He's got like bottles in his lap. He's got like a ton of fucking bottles on him.
What the fuck is this one? I can't. Pokesy? What?
I need to find more of this guy.
I don't think this drink exists.
Pokesy.
What the fuck? Every time I type in Pokesy, it's like poke, sigh, and it's like a restaurant.
Maybe it's one of those like, you know how Coke, they branded for the Soviet Union, so they like changed the name and...
Yeah.
Colors, and they're like, it's the people's drink. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's just some dead soda. Pepsi did their own thing on it.
Yeah.
You tried to swipe your hand away.
What's it? What? Well, yeah. What's this guy's name? I need to watch more of his stuff. Dude. I do want his hat though. Unholy.
What is this? I didn't. What does his hat say?
It just says unholy, and it's like in that. Yeah, it says unholy, but a flat bill might be a. I'm assuming it's a snapback, but I need that. I just need his whole fit, honestly. That might be my new
dog collar.
That might be my Halloween costume this year. I'll just carry around like 50 Bud Light, and I'll have to just make Pokesy bottles.
That fit would go hard.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the guy's name, so I looked up weird guy pepper spray defense.
Yeah.
And all that popped up was, well, the first thing was anti-circumcision activist pepper sprays man.
awesome. I mean, where did you find that video?
On YouTube. Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, on a subreddit.
Oh, okay. And they don't...
They're great.
They don't show his name or anything like that? So we can find more?
I don't think so, me.
Oh, man.
No, they don't. Shit.
Damn. It also looks like he has a bottle, like, in his front pocket of his...
Yeah, he's got a pile of bottles. He shows at least three different bottles. I see a bottle opener, too. Wait, let me see if this is him.
And I'm trying to... I can't tell what his shirt is. Wait, it might be a beer can. I think this guy's just... He gets his lap full of drinks and just downs them all and then just hits record and then just...
He's just like, rambles. All right, guys, I'm going to show you how to drink. Like a man.
He drinks two beers and he's
so
like,
I got my Popsy and Bud Lights.
It bothers me that I can't find this drink. Oh! Hold on.
You find it?
Is it a po? I think it just says pokes. And it has an exclamation point at the end. I thought it was an I.
Pokes.
Still doesn't help.
Damn it.
Well, because you have... It comes up with, like, slow pokes and cherry poke and... Like, it's not beer. They're cocktails. Let me see.
It is an exclamation point. Okay, I see it. All right, welcome to the Joe Show, an all audio cast where you get to see none of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We need to switch to video, dude.
I know. Well, I need a camera first off.
Oh, I need one too. I don't have one. Damn it.
What is beer poking? Do we touch tips with our bottles?
What?
What the fuck is this? Beer poking?
Are they talking about, like, Cheers?
No.
Like,
heating a metal poker in a fire until it's glowing red and then plunging the tip into a glass of beer for a few seconds. Poker flashes heats and instantly caramelizes the residual malt sugars. Adds a smoky, roasted, smooth, soft, creamy, or toasted marshmallow notes to the flavor.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. I'd probably try that, and then I'd be like, my mouth's on fire.
There's charcoal in my beer now.
You cooked the poker too hot. Now it's melting into my beer.
Good camping trip, guys.
Yep.
We tried pokey. Pokesy.
I hate that I can't look up. I can't find this drink.
It's bothering me too.
I mean,
so many questions left unanswered.
Uh, Yeah, we should.
Well,
we
that's
should
my only contribution.
All right, episode's over. It's
a video that no one can see.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been playing. I just got new UFC.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I just got Dragon's Dogma 2.
I was thinking about getting that.
It comes out in a couple hours. I'm ready.
Oh, it's not out yet. Okay, I'm glad I didn't get that in.
Yeah. I've been hearing some good things about it, so, and I've played the first one, so ready.
Yeah,
I think it's dropping at 8, at least for us East Coast boys. But yeah, I'll be playing that, and then I'll be starting Sopranos tonight. I was gonna watch it before we recorded, but then you said 5 o'clock, and I was like, all right, after.
Damn it, Joe.
It'll be after.
God fucking damn it. Watch that shit. After.
I'm going to be getting some Taco Bell, and I'm going to be watching it.
Nice, bro.
Yeah, because that's what I need, some Tex-Mex with the Italian mob show.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It is the way. It would be awesome to be like... All right, it's time to watch Sopranos, and you're just in a tracksuit, got a full plate of SpaghettiOs. I need to feel how they're feeling.
Have a cigar that you just, like, don't smoke at all. You just light it and let it burn.
You sit it in the corner.
Yeah. No, you have it between your fingers. Like, you hold it.
Yeah.
But I don't smoke it or anything. I just let it burn. I don't flick it or anything. It just...
you kiss the tip.
Yeah. I'll just smell it. I'll just smell it, even though it's, you know, it's burning. I'll burn my nose. Like, oh, yeah. It smells great.
It's called watching it in 4D, okay?
Whenever a character smokes a cigar, I just bring it up to my face and smell it. Like, oh, yeah. I'm in it.
That would be interesting to go drink for drink. Jesus Christ. You'd fucking die.
Take a drink whenever they take a drink.
Oh no, he got shot.
Oh man.
Oh no.
I guess I have to go get a gun now. All right.
Experience the Sopranos how it was meant to be.
Okay.
30th year anniversary. They like ship you a gun, 80 cigars, and.
All right, he got shot in the cheek right below his left eye. You think you can get that? You got to make sure you hit that, otherwise it's... I don't get the full experience.
He got shot 1, 2, 3, 47 times in various places.
All over the body. You make sure you don't miss a single shot, okay? You take note. You analyze this scene. You have until the end of the day.
We're going to reenact it.
And then we're back at it tomorrow, okay? I'll have 911. I'll be ready to hit that call button. As soon as you start firing, I'll dial them up, okay?
Oh, I don't even think I've ever told you. Probably one of my favorite parts of the show is that one of the main characters' name is Big Pussy. He looks like Joey Diaz. You know who Joey Diaz is?
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks just like him. Awesome. His name's Big Pussy.
Okay.
Hey, Puss.
Puss.
They're like, hey, Puss.
Hey, Big Puss. Puss.
Hey, Big Pussy.
That's funny.
I think at one point they called his kid Little Puss. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But if they didn't, that was a missed opportunity. Yeah.
Baby, yeah, you must be Puss Boy. You must be Puss's Boy.
Big Pussy's Boy. Kissing him on the cheek. I love kissing pussy. Little and big. It's like, what the fuck?
Young
are
and
we
old.
Watching with your mom. What are we watching? Watching.
Nah, my parents
I think
already
I downloaded
watched it,
the
so
wrong
one. Okay.
Do what?
I said, my parents have already watched it, so it's okay.
They're like, Joey, you're not watching that gay porn in this house. What if that was it? I was tricking you the whole time. Like, it's just gay porn. It's like, I'm going to convert Joe to be gay. So I can laugh at him.
Sopranos.
That would be a crazy conspiracy.
Why, the Sopranos is just nothing but gay sex?
Yeah, but everyone, like, if you've never seen it, everyone's oh my God, it's the best show ever. It's so great. And then you watch it, you're like, it's just Italian guys kissing each other.
All they do is just
and eating off each other's backs.
All they do is kiss and smooch and kiss some more. And that's out of nowhere. They just suck each other's dicks. It's weird. It's a great show, though. You should definitely watch it. Greatest show ever.
It's awesome. It's amazing.
Everything I just said never happens in the show. So go ahead and watch it.
That's my fan fiction.
I took it to HBO. They didn't like it, so.
It's like, no, you're mad at The Sopranos because you're like, I wrote the exact same thing and they stole it. And you read it, it's just gay sex scenes.
And they just and so like, they only the one guy's one... name is Tony and he's Italian.
Yeah. No, all the they stole all the characters' names, but like, let's rework this.
Oh yeah,
to where it's a show about the mob.
It's literally like Twilight. Is it Twilight? Fan fiction of fucking Harry Potter or something?
I think it's 50 Shades of Grey.
That's what it was,
or maybe vice versa.
No, I think it's 50 Shades of Grey because Twilight is fan fiction. I have to look at it.
I mean, you're probably right.
Hold on.
You know what? Good for her. That's pretty cool career. How do you fucking get to that point? You're like, because I have seen Twilight. I've not seen 50 Shades of Grey. But isn't 50 Shades of Grey just like rich guy has a sex dungeon? He takes a secretary to, and then the woman's like, and there's werewolves and vampires. And a teenage girl gets fucked by an 800-year-old guy.
So it was 50 Shades was fan fiction for Twilight. I had that wrong. But Twilight.
Also, do not see how you get there.
I don't know.
I don't.
I have no idea. But yeah, 50 Shades of Grey is just basically.
That for real is like, I wrote some fan fiction of Harry Potter and I created The Sopranos. I'm the creator. The pilot episode.
It's full on. Opens up with full on penetration.
He's Tony. You won't understand the reference, but Tony's fucking the ducks. You'll get it when you watch it.
Okay. But yeah. Dude, you never watched 50 Shades of Grey? Dude, they're so good. I've never watched them. But I worked at the movie theater when they came out. It would be funny if you're
like, my mom drugged me to see it.
No. I did have to work at the movie theater when all three of them came out.
Nice.
And
you didn't peek your head in?
No. I don't. I think because there was at one point where we stopped doing theater checks. Like, you know, you walk in and check on the fucking temperature of the room and see if the picture's working. I think when the second movie came out, we stopped doing that. And I don't remember if I did a check on the first one. I don't remember.
You checked the temperature of the room?
That is what we're supposed to do. Like, you walk in, it's like, is it too warm or is it too cold? You're kind of just supposed to gauge it yourself. Like, if you're cold, just be like, oh, we need to. I didn't do that. I walked in. I watched the movie for like 5 seconds and I left.
They would always just tell us, be like, make sure no one's fucking in there.
Well, that's the other thing.
Make sure no one's fucking in Lego Movie 2. Okay.
Yeah.
There was one, dude.
Make sure
I don't
people
remember.
Aren't on their phones or anything. Make sure. The other thing, make sure the movie's actually playing and working. But
yeah.
Yeah.
There was one kids movie. I want to say Jumanji. I don't know if I was working there then, but there was one like kids movie playing. And dude, the shit we would find in those theaters. Like, what in the fuck is going on? It'd be like, there was used condoms.
Ew.
Yes. And like wine bottles and Four Loko cans. And I'm like, what in the fuck is happening?
Yeah, that's the stuff we would find at the 50 Shades theaters.
That's dope.
We would, that makes we would sense. Constantly find airplane bottles, and someone found a pair of panties.
Oh, that's cool. I would have hung those up. I would have put them on the wall.
Frame them.
Yeah.
Unknown undergarments.
Artist unknown.
Yeah. But yeah, and then, of course, it's selling out because a bunch of single white women are watching the movie.
Gross.
It's, yeah.
Gross. That should be the movie we make, Joe.
What?
Just
50 Shades?
Just something to get women horny. Get old women horny. Magic Mike.
I was going to say, we'll call up Channing Tatum to make another Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Magic Mike 4. Even more magical.
Magic Mike XXXL.
Yeah, well, isn't that the third one, though?
Is it triple X? Okay, quadruple XL.
You're too fat to watch this movie. Quadruple XL. Hold on. Oh, no. Magic Mike's Last Dance was number 3. They really missed the opportunity on that one.
It did. Magic Mike's Last Dance. What is he, like a 40-year-old stripper? Isn't that
I think
pretty
he is
sad?
Now,
wasn't he at that time? Even dude, even like a 30-year-old stripper, it's like, dude, come on.
I don't know.
He had a fucking work the snacks. Be a bartender or something. I don't know. Can't keep doing steroids. You haven't had an erection in 12 years, okay? You can't keep doing this to yourself, Mike. That's our movie. It's Magic Mike. His downfall. There's nothing. He doesn't take off an ounce of clothes. It's just sad. It's a sad story.
Yeah.
He lost custody of his kids. His dick doesn't work anymore. He got, like, man tits from the roids. That's the movie I want to make. I want to tell the truth about Magic Mike.
Well, I was actually just looking up stuff. It is kind of loosely based on Channing Tatum.
Was Channing Tatum a stripper?
Yeah, I guess so. The film is loosely based on the experiences of Tatum, who was an 18-year-old male stripper in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, that's cool.
Sequel Magic Mike XXL and Magic Mike's The Last Dance.
I'm about to put on Magic Mike here.
Say, screw The Sopranos. I'm having a Magic Mike marathon.
That might be fun.
I've never seen
I watched that with my girlfriend. Be like, don't look at his dick. Don't you dare.
Let's see.
I have seen the scene from, it's Matthew McConaughey's part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one Louis has a bit about. You know?
Nope.
Oh, well, it's like, it's Matthew McConaughey comes out there to, like, introduce all the strippers, and he's like, the law says you cannot touch. But I think you see a lot of lawbreakers out there. And Louis' joke is like, that makes my dick like not get hard, but like flip over. And I'm like, I get it. I totally get it. It's pretty cool. Like, that's a fucking cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that scene.
Okay. Yeah. I'll look that up later. I'm hungry, bro.
Excuse me. Me too.
Well, I ain't got nothing.
I don't either. I just gotta bullshit this.
Jews, am I right?
Oh, yeah, dude, they are something else. Stop Jewish hate. Or spread it. What do Indians want? Our all Indian audience. Oh, I have something. Holy shit. Rip Van Lee. I gotta look up the name of the movie I watched last night. I wasn't paying attention. I typed in William Smith instead of Will Smith. It's a Will Smith movie. William Smith. William Smithers, American actor and director of the Fresh Prince. Where the fuck is it? He's been too many goddamn. Oh, Bagger Vance, The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Excuse me?
That is the name of the movie. It's The Legend of Bagger Vance.
I've never heard of this movie before.
I have a long time ago, and I was like, it's just some golf movie. Like, I think I would see like trailers, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, it's just some golf movie. It is not it is a golf movie, but then it's also like Will Smith, who is barely in the fucking movie, and the movie's named after his character. He is a magical Negro. So it's also got
Matt Damon,
yeah.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, dude, it's got an all-star cast. What
the fuck? So this looks like one of those like old Disney movies.
That's what I was thinking. I don't think it's Disney though.
Or it's like fucking Field of Dreams. Where's Kevin Costner when you want to play some baseball?
It should have been Kevin Costner. Honestly, if it was Kevin Costner, it probably would have made the movie better.
Probably.
I don't even know if the movie's that bad. I was just like, this is very... I already know everything that's going to happen. You know, I was like, he's going to win.
Yeah.
And then...
Can I
spoil it? The big twist that I figured out at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So at the very beginning, the narrator has a heart attack. Okay.
He's dead the entire time.
yeah, pretty much. He's goes back to when he's a kid and he's telling the story of Matt Damon's character. He's like, he's the greatest golfer. I'll just go from the beginning. He has a heart attack on a golf course. And so he's sitting there and he's like, let me tell you a story about when I was a boy. I'm like, why is he just thinking about this random golfer he met when he was six? Why is his last thoughts are about him? And so he goes back and it's like Matt Damon's character was like the greatest golfer Savannah's ever seen. He's a Savannah boy. That's a big part of it. It's like a Georgian pride.
Right.
But he's the greatest golfer anyone's ever seen, and he's in love with this rich woman. But he goes off to World War One, and he sees all these people die, and it's like in these like frame by frame. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, it doesn't actually, or it's like slowed down frames, whatever. I thought it was, I was like, that's stupid. Don't ever use that. But, he comes back and he just like kind of dips. He just doesn't speak to anyone. He leaves his bitch rich woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he just goes and lives in the middle of Savannah in a mansion. He's a drunk. But anyways, there, the woman, her dad dies. He built like this giant golf course resort, and it's during the Great Depression.
Right.
So everyone's like, "We gotta sell off everything, Miss whatever her name is." And she's like, "I won't do it. It's my daddy's dream. I won't do it,
Daddy.
We're keeping the golf course." And they're like, "No, no, Miss Bitch, no." She's like, "We're gonna throw a golf tourney with the greatest with a." Buck Ames, the greatest golfer, and then some other guy, they're gonna throw it down. And meanwhile, I'm just like, everyone else is like starving to death. And these rich people are like, we're gonna throw in a golf tournament. And it's never, I think about it, I'm like, everywhere else, everyone's starving to death. And these rich people, and then like the only time the Depression is ever really mentioned is the narrator, the kid, mm-hmm. is ashamed of his dad because his dad like sweeps. He's a street sweeper.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only other time. He's like, he lost his shop. I'm like, all right, cool. But yeah, they're like, we're gonna have a Depression golf tournament. And all like the mayor and the group officials of Savannah are gathered around, and they're like, we can't let them damn Yanks come in here and play golf. Oh, by the way, no one in this movie is racist.
It sure sounds like it.
No, none of them are ever racist. They never say anything weird to Will Smith. Black and whites just get along perfectly. I'm like, this isn't... historically accurate at all. They're never even like slightly like Matt Damon's character's slightly rude to him, but then it's like, oh, he's Will Smith's just breaking down his walls. He's a troubled man.
Right.
Like in reality, he would have like shot Will Smith immediately. Yeah. Well, he's in Savannah, Georgia in the 30s.
Yeah. When I was looking up the movie, I had a clip of Will Smith walking up to Matt Damon at night. Matt Damon would have just shot him.
Yeah. Matt Damon's out there. He's practicing his swing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're like, we need a Savannah boy. I don't remember Matt Damon's character's name either. It's Matt literally Damon. It's like Jules. It's like a weird name.
Well, I mean,
Jules Mumfrey. Let's get Jules Mumfrey. And the kid goes to his house and. Or the kid volunteers him. He's like, he's the greatest golfer Savannah I ever seen. And they're like, run to him, boy. And they just let this kid leave in like the middle of the night. His dad's there, just lets him leave. He's gone all night, dude. To this strange man's house with PTSD, who's a drunk. But the kid gets to, it's a mansion, and he like goes in the back. Matt Damon's drunk with a bunch of black guys, and he's playing cards. It doesn't matter that they're black; they're just the only other black people in the movie.
Yeah,
so it's Will Smith. But yeah, he's like, "You gotta come play golf." And then like the chick comes and like fucks Matt Damon almost in front of the kid.
Sounds like a great family movie.
Like I'm not exaggerating. She like comes to talk him into it,
mm-hmm.
and the kid's like pretending to be asleep, and she like gets completely not completely naked. Gets down to her brassiere,
mm-hmm.
and then is about to like ride Matt Damon, and then she leaves. And the kid's like telling all his friends. Anyway, Will Smith shows up, Matt Damon quits drinking and he starts golfing. And Will Smith shows up and immediately I'm like, it's the magical Negro trope. Like immediately.
Yeah.
Because he comes out of nowhere and then I'm like, Will Smith's an angel. That's gonna be the twist. I'm like, he's the magical Negro who's an angel, and he's gonna meet this kid at the end. That's exactly what fucking happened. So they go and they play the tournament, and nothing. There's not even like a rivalry either, which was weird for a sports movie.
That is weird.
None of these guys are mean to each other or are like, fuck you, I'm going to win the golf tournament. There's one moment when Matt Damon's talking to like one of the very good golfers, and he's like, the guy's like, I'm going to retire after this match. And Matt Damon's like, you know, I can't let you win out of sympathy. And he's like, he just smiles and he goes, I know. And I'm like, there's no stakes for the movie at all.
Yeah. So there's literally no, you did just say that, but they're not going up against anybody.
They're going up. There's three people in the golf tournament. Oh, they do get 10 grand, but they are all already super wealthy.
Okay.
Like everyone in the Depression right now is rich.
Okay.
Everyone in this movie is like millionaires. Okay. And it's 10 grand and that's it. It's not like you get the country club, you get this girl's, and him and the girl get back together. And she's like, I'll stay with you whether you win or lose. I'm like, there's nothing, like, it doesn't matter what happens.
Okay.
At all. But the whole thing's like, Will Smith's like, he does like unconventional things. He'll like tell Matt Damon, he's like, why don't you just quit? Why don't you just send that drive over into the pond, white boy? He doesn't say that, but it'd be funny.
That would be pretty funny.
Why don't you just quit right now?
It'd be funny if he did the Walt Jr. line from Breaking Bad. Why don't you just die already?
Why don't you just die already?
Die.
That would be cool. But then it's like Matt Damon learns a lesson about himself and Will Smith's putting them back together. And then like the mayor will come in and be like, Will Smith, what are you doing? He's like,
aren't you supposed to be golfing?
Back of Vance, what you doing? No, he doesn't say that. Great event, sir. Gentlemen, sir, what are you doing?
Definitely not the hard R N-word. What are you doing here?
Will Smith, my beep. What are you doing, my friend?
Hold on.
Will Smith's the caddy, and the kid is like a junior caddy, which he just pulls the pole out. That's all he does.
Oh, what up, Matt? What are you doing in here?
What are you doing, little white peep? Yeah. That would have been awesome. That would have made the movie awesome. I'd be like, dude, it's the best movie ever made. These white N-words, that'd be awesome. But yeah,
Hello?
But he'll just say like cryptic shit, and he'll be like, Matt Damon defined his swing. That's another big part. He lost his swing. He's got to find it. He'll be like, he's got to find his swing, but he's also got to find himself.
With William Smith.
With William Smithers, yeah. But then, yeah, and it gets like, it gets down. It's like, it's an impossible shot. And obviously he makes it and he wins. And then him and the girl have the dance. And then it goes back to the old man, the narrator. And he gets up and he gets up like he didn't die. He gets up and he starts walking. And then Will Smith comes out of the woods. He's waving at him. And then he's like waving him, come here. That part was actually pretty good. That's worth watching on YouTube. The ending clip of it. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Because it shows that he's actually dead.
Yeah, but I guessed it from the beginning. I'm like, he's dead. Will Smith is an angel. Because Will Smith also, he's got like subtle magical Negro powers. Like he kind of
does in real life too. So
that's true. He is Aladdin, the genie in Aladdin.
Yeah, he's also in iRobot, underrated true. Movie.
To prepare for the roles of Bagger Vance and Aladdin, Will Smith was actually a magical Negro himself, an Egyptian genie,
and part robot.
And part robot.
That's how he can do it all. He literally clone of himself. Does it all.
And a man in black.
Well, we all know how he got that role.
Yeah.
Because he's a good actor.
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely.
It's amazing how Tommy Lee Jones got in that movie. That would have been a funny conversation. What do you mean Tommy Lee Jones is in Men in Black?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But hey, if those two weren't in those movies would have been ass.
Probably, yeah. Good chemistry.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones. I'm thinking I'm black.
Wrong movie, wrong character, wrong everything.
Tommy. I'm thinking I'm a peep. Damn it, Tommy.
Tommy, you're not Keanu. This movie's not out for another like 10 years. Like what?
I was actually up for the role of Keanu, the cat in the Jordan Peele movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was going to play the cat.
Tommy.
But, you know, that little beep got it, and I was happy for him. The movie right. Keanu went on to win 12 Oscars that year.
I totally forgot about in that movie. I went to go see that in really? Theaters. That movie was ass.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, man.
I mean, that it's a good to just put on.
It's a good. Well, it's not even a good Jordan Peele or Key and Peele thing. It's okay.
No. But it's...
it was not worth that.
Like no, I wouldn't go to the theater to see it.
Oh God, no. No.
There's some national reshowings of Keanu. Come on, let's go to the reshowing of Keanu.
You know, the theater's got to make money somehow, so we're gonna show Keanu. Yeah.
He's gotta raise up money to make his next movie about a black guy at Starbucks. But then there's a ghost. Well, sounds cool.
It's called Keanu 2.
Another yeah, Keanu. That would be so awesome if Jordan Peele was making horror movies and then he's just like, we're coming out with Keanu 2. My next film's gonna be Keanu 2.
If he directed,
played by Tommy Lee Jones.
If he directed Keanu 2, I would not be mad.
No, I would 100% go to watch that.
Yeah. Because he goes back to back to back with these insane horror movies. Well, not insane horror movies, but...
very artistic. Yes.
Very autistic and artistic horror movies. And then he goes back to make Keanu 2 with, with Tommy Keegan Lee Jones.
Yes. Tommy Lee Jones plays the cat. That would probably be pretty good if they did like a Wilfred type thing.
Oh yeah.
That would be that cool. Would actually Tommy be Lee Jones funny. In a cat costume.
95-year-old Tommy Lee Jones in a cat costume.
Can't you see I'm trying to toss my salad?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be
pretty They steal funny. The cat, and it's just four dudes carrying Tommy Lee Jones.
He's just in a wheelchair.
Yeah, they push it away.
He comes up, meow.
No, he pulls off, he's like, line. George line. Freaking out. It's meow. It's meow, Tommy.
I don't care.
Mr. Lee Jones, it's meow.
I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
No, this isn't the fugitive. Harrison that's Ford. Not the line. That's not the line. No, I don't give a shit about this movie. Oh.
Shut up, you stupid.
Whoa! Tommy, I thought you were on your meds. What happened?
Keaton's like, he's from a different time, everybody. From a
it's
different
all right,
time.
It's all right,
he's like, what the hell are even you?
What the?
You mixed breed.
What? You? What are you?
That's gotta be the funniest old person question. Who are you?
What are you? You don't make sense to me.
Looks at Jordan Peele is like, what are you, a Jap?
No.
What?
Why
no?
No. I'm Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele. The next horror sensation.
I still need to watch his other movies. I've only still seen Get Out.
Get Out is the best one by a lot. Yeah.
I feel like everyone kind of agreed that Us was kind of was good, but not as good. And then I think Nope. I think a lot of people are. I think it's a little overhyped, a little overrated.
Oh, definitely.
And I kind of felt the same way with Get Out. Like, I still really like the movie, but I think, I don't know, when I first watched it, I was like, yeah, that was pretty good. But is it that good? It's good.
I need to rewatch it.
Yeah.
Because my first time seeing it, I was like, this is fucking dog shit. I fucking hated that movie, but maybe I need to rewatch it.
Yeah. It is, I mean, I will say, well, obviously the twist is ruined since you've already seen it. So, like, every time they say something, you kind of just, like, you know, whenever the guy was like, there's black mold down there, I was just like, okay. You remember that?
No, like, I don't remember.
He was walking, what's his name, around the house, the dad. And it was when he was saying shit like, I would have voted for Obama for a third term. They walked past the basement, and he's like, oh, there's nothing but black mold down there.
Oh,
they
kinda, yeah.
They kind of hold it for a second, and I was just like, okay. I get you.
There's black people in your basement.
Oh, because you're white and racist.
I voted for Obama. I would have voted for Obama for the third term. I was like, that's fucking an hilarious line. Dude.
It's hilarious.
just to tell a black person as soon as you meet him, be like, I voted for Obama.
Yeah.
I think it's three times.
I think when he says it the second time, it's even better. Cause it's just like, really? Got nothing else to say?
But you just met this guy. You met this guy and you're like, I'm cool with black people, just so you know. Don't go in my basement.
There's
a bunch of...
There's...
in there.
There's a bunch of black mold down there. Sorry. I had to take a breath there.
Molds down there.
Mold. Sorry, I forgot to clarify. But I would have voted for Obama for a third term. Just saying.
Just saying.
Just some cool brother man.
My brother.
Doesn't he fist bump him? Or try to? It's
yeah,
awkward.
He does something like he does.
Or daps yeah, him up.
Something like that. He does something awkward.
Dude, it would be so. I'm not comparing my dad to that guy. I'm just saying it would be so goddamn funny to see him like dap up a black person. Like just he just starts doing that with black people. Everyone else he just shakes their hand or just yeah. gives them a nod. But then he's like
the white man. Hey,
my guy. My guy. I'm holding
my,
it down.
My friend. My fella.
My brother from another mother. I'm holding it down for you. You know, I would have voted for Obama. But he was a goddamn terrorist. What did you think I was going to say? What did you think I was going to say? Rush Limbaugh said he's a terrorist, so why would I vote for a terrorist? It's not my fault most terrorists are. It's not my fault.
Except for you. You're not.
You're not. I know you. You be holding it down.
you're my brother. You're my brother.
You're my brother. We all bleed red, white, and blue. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Emphasis on the white.
We all bleed white. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you later, man.
All right. See you. It's a stranger. He doesn't even know him. That would be awesome. It's just some guy in Waffle House sits at his table.
Just let you, he like slides into the booth. Just to let you know, I would have voted for Obama for a third term.
I'm going to start doing that.
Just random people.
Joe found dead.
After racist comments. So yeah, this white guy just comes up to me and just says he would have voted for Obama for a third term. And instantly I was just kind of got uncomfortable. And then everything else he was just saying was just a lot of like, you know, just inherently racist towards me. And then
what really bothered me was he ordered a coffee and then adjusted the cream to my skin color. And then made sure to show me.
Yeah. And he kept saying the hard R to me, but like
it was R word.
Yeah.
Like he could use it.
Yeah. And you know, and then there was a moment where he tried to kill me, so I defended myself. But you know,
there was a moment
where
he tried to take me to his basement and brainwash me so that we could swap skin.
Yeah, so that
at that point I realized maybe this has gone too far. Maybe I should do something. So I shot him 37 times.
So me and my buddies whipped out
my brothers.
My brothers.
What's that brother? I'm gonna start doing.
Got out our guns and unloaded. Right there in the middle of the store.
So I reloaded a couple times. Best Buy.
I had to reload a couple times. I ran out of bullets. I had to actually take a couple from my buddy. He just had a pocket full of random bullets.
Just got the call, nigga got caught with a string. Hope he's okay. Just got paper cop and got paid. The free OJ, just to share my life on a stage in front of strangers.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.